This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, Test 2. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
Here is the weather forecast. Today will be very cloudy, although it won't rain until the evening. The weather tomorrow will be the same as yesterday, sunshine and showers. But the weekend looks good. Plenty of sunshine and very little rain.
2. Now listen again.
Here is the weather forecast. Today will be very cloudy, although it won't rain until the evening. The weather tomorrow will be the same as yesterday, sunshine and showers. But the weekend looks good. Plenty of sunshine and very little rain.
Two. What will the man do first?
Steve, what are you going to do today?
Well, I've got to have my hair cut. But before I do anything, I need to ring Peter and see if he wants to play golf.
That's a good idea. You haven't played for a while, have you?
Now listen again.
Steve, what are you going to do today?
Well, I've got to have my hair cut. But before I do anything, I need to ring Peter and see if he wants to play golf.
That's a good idea. You haven't played for a while, have you?
Three. Where's the knife?
I'm glad we decided to stop here for our picnic. Can you find the knife for me and I'll cut up the cucumber? I packed it in the bag with the bread. Oh, but I used it to peel some oranges when we stopped in the petrol station, so it'll be with them. I hope it's big enough to cut up this pie.
Now listen again.
I'm glad we decided to stop here for our picnic. Can you find the knife for me and I'll cut up the cucumber? I packed it in the bag with the bread. Oh, but I used it to peel some oranges when we stopped in the petrol station, so it'll be with them. I hope it's big enough to cut up this pie.
Four. What happened to the girl this afternoon?
You'll never guess what happened to me this afternoon. I was cycling over the bridge in town when there was this really strong wind and I fell off my bike. I didn't hurt myself, but my books were thrown onto the pavement and went everywhere. This really nice boy picked them up for me. It's lucky there were no cars around to drive over my bike, which was still in the road. I thanked the boy, then I picked up my bike and cycled away. I was really nervous.
Now listen again.
You'll never guess what happened to me this afternoon. I was cycling over the bridge in town when there was this really strong wind and I fell off my bike. I didn't hurt myself, but my books were thrown onto the pavement and went everywhere. This really nice boy picked them up for me. It's lucky there were no cars around to drive over my bike, which was still in the road. I thanked the boy, then I picked up my bike and cycled away. I was really nervous.
Five. Which man is waiting at the bus stop?
Oh, look! That's my new English teacher over there. See? He's waiting at the bus stop.
The young one with sunglasses and blonde hair. You always told me your teacher was bald and really old and got angry because he kept losing his glasses.
That was the teacher I had before. This one is really nice.
Now listen again.
Oh, look! That's my new English teacher over there. See? He's waiting at the bus stop.
The young one with sunglasses and blonde hair. You always told me your teacher was bald and really old and got angry because he kept losing his glasses.
That was the teacher I had before. This one is really nice.
Six. What time does the television programme end?
Go to bed, Luke. It's already 10:40 and you've got to be up early in the morning.
Oh, Mum, just another few minutes. I'm watching this brilliant TV programme about American football. It'll be over at 10:02 and I can be in bed by 10 past. Nobody in my class has to go to bed before 11 o'clock. It's not fair.
Now listen again.
Go to bed, Luke. It's already 10:40. And you've got to be up early in the morning.
Oh, Mum, just another few minutes. I'm watching this brilliant TV programme about American football. It'll be over at 10:02 and I can be in bed by 10 past. Nobody in my class has to go to bed before 11 o'clock. It's not fair.
Seven. Which postcard will they send to Mark?
I'm getting this postcard of that bridge in the old city for my parents. And this church looks nice. Shall we send it to Mark? He likes old buildings.
But we haven't actually been there. We should send him a card of something we've actually seen. Here's the beach we went to yesterday.
But it looks horrible and crowded in that picture.
Oh, just get him the same one as you're sending to your parents.
Now listen again.
I'm getting this postcard of that bridge in the old city for my parents. And this church looks nice. Shall we send it to Mark? He likes old buildings.
But we haven't actually been there. We should send him a card of something we've actually seen. Here's the beach we went to yesterday.
But it looks horrible and crowded in that picture.
Oh, just get him the same one as you're sending to your parents.
That is the end of part 1.